Now it's time for sports. Barbora Krejcikova is the new women's champion at Wimbledon and the MLB All-Star break. Howard Brandt of Better Luck Media joins us. Howard, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Fine, thank you. She defeated Jasmine Paolini of Italy, 3 sets to get her second Grand Slam title. What's your impression?
Good match. Great tournament. It's an amazing run for Krejcikova, who really went out of her way this tournament.
I can understand you'd have a call more important than us.
Oh, my goodness.
Please.
You could hear that?
Yeah.
That was my alarm telling me to get back on here for the update. So, yes, I am here to update. So what we have here was a great tournament for Krejcikova. She beat the defending champion, Rybakina, in the semifinals. And it's a great run for her. It's her second major. And a great run for Jasmine Paolini as well. I mean, she was trying to do something that we'd never seen before, which was to have a Wimbledon champion from Italy. We hadn't seen that in the men's side or the women's side. And for her to back up a French Open finalist appearance with a Wimbledon finalist appearance, she's going to be in the top five, 28 years old, and had never won a match on grass until this tournament. So I know she's definitely disappointed for not winning, but boy, a great run for her as well. 8 different Wimbledons. 8 different champions since 2016.
Wow. Men's final is tomorrow, and although it's been done, what a great rematch. Novak Djokovic and Carlos Alcaraz. What do you look forward to there?
Yeah, it's the one everyone wants to see. Obviously, Jannik Sinner would disagree since he's the number one player in the world and ended up not getting to the final, but certainly last year's classic demanded a rematch. Novak Djokovic coming off his surgery, which he withdrew from the French Open with a knee injury, and suddenly he comes back and storms through the tournament. Here he is. And here's Carlos Alcaraz, 21 years old, and doing things that we hadn't seen since the early days, even in terms of the speed of him playing in these finals, surpassing Roger Federer and Rafa Nadal. He's a phenom. He's a great player. He's the defending champion. He's got 3 majors already. Novak's got 24 of them. Oh. And these two players, when they face each other, they put on a show. Of course, one of the interesting things about it is that Djokovic, for all of his greatness, is 16 and a half years older than Carlos Alcaraz.
Well, what difference does that make?
It's just a number, Scott.
It's just a number. Thank you. And look, let me ask you about the All-Star game Tuesday, Arlington, Texas. National League, by far the strongest team of the Phillies. In the American League, you got the Yankees, the Orioles, and get set, Cleveland rocks, Cleveland rocks. Cleveland. The Guardians all look strong. So what do you see at midseason?
Well, I think you're right. Obviously, the Philadelphia Phillies have a lot to prove. They were on the cusp of the World Series last year. I think they believe they should have won it last year. They got beat by the Diamondbacks in the NLCS and clearly were the better team, but not at that moment, which is all that counts. And so they're playing with a lot of motivation. But the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They seem to win 100 games every year, and then it's hit or miss once they get to the playoffs. But the Dodgers are a very good team as well. Clearly, the Phillies are, you know, head and shoulders above everybody in the National League. But you're right about the American. The Yankees have the gaudy record along with Baltimore, but the Red Sox are playing well. Cleveland's playing well. Texas is the defending champions. They're sort of in the hunt. The surprising team is sort of the Yankees in a way because they were better than expected, and then people get excited. And then they ended up being the worst team in baseball for about the last month. So it'll be interesting to see how New York handles if the Yankees have leveled off or if they can pick up the pace. I'm interested as well in looking at some of the teams that are surprising us as well. You had the Kansas City Royals, who have been a last-place team for the last couple of years, and they're playing pretty well. So I think, obviously, as we have these conversations about baseball especially, you're always wondering which teams are going to be built for 162 games and which teams, as the weather gets really hot, are going to be the ones to sort of fade out. But right now, Philly's ahead of everybody else.
Howard Brandt of Meadowlark Media, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure, Scott. Thank you.